Robert, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, good to be with you.
So why do you think it is that there are so many, I guess, conspiracy theories surrounding this topic?
Because, well, devices do appear to slow down over time. However, it's not a deliberate effort by the manufacturers. When there's a choice between conspiracy and cock-up, it's usually the cock-up, and that's generally what's happening in this case.
So the big electronics companies of the world aren't out to get us, is what I'm getting from this.
No, it's a byproduct of a lot of other things.
So then I guess what are the main reasons that our electronic devices do slow down?
Well, the major one is something I've generally called code bloat or software bloat, or featureitis, if you like. So as manufacturers and application developers release new versions of software, they like it to make it do more things and look prettier. And obviously, doing more things and looking flashier about it in the process takes more computation on your device. It spends more time writing to the permanent storage. It may be sending more things backwards and forwards across the network. All of these things take time, and all of them take away from the time that the ability for your existing device, which may not be getting slower, but certainly isn't getting any faster, to immediately respond to you.
And so I guess then, does that mean that if we free up some space on our devices, will that, I guess, speed it up?
In most circumstances, yes, because one of the things that newer software tends to do, because there is more functionality, it takes up more space. And it can take up more space in what's called the RAM, which is the fast working memory. So it's like the things that, it's roughly the equivalent of what you can keep in your head rather than what you have to write down in a diary, or these days I suppose you use a device for it. But the stuff that you can keep in your head is immediately accessible. The stuff written down in a diary takes you a little time. So if you're using, if you've got more and more stuff in your stuck in your head, at some point you're either going to forget it or you have to write it down. And newer software, because it's trying to keep more stuff, it spends more time writing stuff to the equivalent of the diary, the permanent storage. So if you have few, so you can't. So what we can do, if we get rid of unnecessary applications, that frees up some of the fast temporary storage to make your device more responsive. So that is the number one way of making a device more responsive, is uninstall unnecessary applications.
I am definitely going to keep a mental note of that one. So I guess is there a possibility that the placebo effect maybe sort of takes hold when we get told that our device is, it's old, it's outdated? Do we then believe that it's slowing down when perhaps it's not as much as we think?
That's certainly the case. And while the rate of advance of, it used to be that the computer that you bought 3 years ago would be half the speed of one you bought today. That's no longer true. The rate of increase in computer speed has slowed down since what it was in the 80s and 90s. But a new phone, a new computer is still substantially faster than one that's 2 or 3 years old. So if you notice other people's phones, or you use a faster device at work, when you go back to your own device, it will seem slower. And if you go back, occasionally I have the opportunity to use some really old computing equipment from my youth. And I find myself amazed at how I ever put up with the damn things, because they are incredible. You know, they seem fine at the time, but in reality, they are incredibly unresponsive.
always good looking back, I guess, to appreciate what you have now.
Yeah.
Just before I do let you go, Robert, is there any rule of thumb or hard and fast rule about how often, I guess, we should be upgrading our devices, or that when we officially know that a device has completely crapped out and had it?
In short, there's no hard and fast rule. But one thing, and this is not so much about performance, but about your security and privacy, is that if your device is no longer receiving security updates from the manufacturer, and this is particularly an issue with Android smartphones and tablets, it's actually personally affecting me right now, because I have an 18-month-old Android smartphone and it's not getting security updates from its manufacturer anymore, and so there are certain known bugs that are affecting Android devices of that age that I'm not protected against. So so if your device is no longer receiving security updates, or your operating system is no longer, for your computer is no longer receiving security updates, you are at risk of being, serious risk of being hacked, and that is a very good reason to switch to a newer device.
I would completely agree with you there. That does sound like a fairly good time to start switching devices.
Yeah.
Robert, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.